And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Joining me on this evening's program is Alice K. Dade, Assistant Professor of Flute here at the University of Missouri School of Music. And you're joining me from the floor of a convention, right?
That's right, Aaron. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thanks so much.
I'm calling from NAMM, which is probably the world's largest music convention here in Anaheim, California.
Well, I'm sure it is nicer in Anaheim than it is here.
Well, not to brag, but as I walked over to get my badge, I was wearing sunglasses, and it's about 70 degrees and sunny outside.
Yeah, it's not that here at all.
Okay, I'll stop talking about it.
That's
sorry.
Okay. So what brought you out there?
Well, I am a Powell flute artist, and I'm here helping students try flute at the Soussey Crampon booth, and it's just really great fun. And there's a new product that Powell has put out, which is a new student model flute, and just hanging out with really cool people, basically.
Nice. That sounds great. Well, we're not here to talk about the convention, but we are here to talk about your upcoming faculty recital. And this is going to be at the Whitmore Recital Hall on Sunday, February 3rd at 3 p.m. So what can we expect to see?
Well, the format of my recital, which, by the way, is on Super Bowl Sunday, but hopefully I can still entice people to attend. Maybe I'll provide potato chips or something in the audience.
Put appetizers out. Make sure you have a TV at the ready in case the recital goes long.
I will. The format of the recital is a little different. I'm calling it cabaret, so that I'm going to talk in between the pieces, and instead of it being kind of a formal lecture-type talk, it's more anecdotes and kind of funny stories that I associate with each piece. And I'm hoping for it to be exactly what the title is, more of a cabaret show. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, that's fun. What made you come up with that idea?
You know, I've always wanted to, for lack of better description, bridge the gap between audience and performer. And I feel really comfortable speaking in public. So I thought I would try this out. Also, recently, I've done a lot of things with living composers, including my CD called Living Music that was released last February, and talking to them and how they came about writing their pieces has been so interesting, and I sometimes wish that the audience would know about it. So I thought, well, I need to talk about it and let them know about it, too. So here I am.
That's really cool. What pieces did you choose for your recital, then?
Well, one of the pieces is by Dan Coleman, which is the last track of my CD, and it's called Pavons and Symmetries. And Dan describes this piece as sort of a juxtaposition of old music versus new music. And you'll hear Baroque sounds in the piece, as well as sounds that are more like 21st century sounds. And it's lyrical and beautiful, and I think really accessible. And Dan Coleman is such an interesting person, and I don't want to give away all the details, because I want all of our listeners to come to the recital, but it's just a beautiful piece. The first time I heard it, I knew I had to record it.
Nice. Yeah, I like that one myself.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. It gets played here on Mizzou Music. You might even hear it tonight.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. And in addition, there's basically one of the halves of the program is all new music. So another piece is by a new friend, actually, named Nick Underhill, and he happens to be the husband of the piccolo player of the Cleveland Orchestra, Mary Kay Fink. And we met at the National Flute Association convention last summer, and we just got to talking, and he mentioned that he had written a piece for flute and piano that was basically one piece of music, and then the rest of the piece is that same piece of music backwards. And I told him, well, actually, that's so funny, because a piece that I recorded by Jennifer Margaret Barker is the same. In the middle movement, you play a piece forwards, and then you play it exactly backwards, and it works very well. And the reason for his kind of form of this composition is because he wanted to kind of give you an image of the ocean and if time were able to go forward and backward. So that's another piece. Really beautiful. It's kind of hard to describe, but the colors that it kind of evokes is really interesting. Then, let's see. Another piece is by Godard, and it's more of a entirely different than what I was just describing. It's more of a parlor piece, and it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek, really cute piece. It's a staple of the flute repertoire, but I love playing it because I always get a giggle out of the audience. So that's a suite by Godard, and that's in three movements.
Okay.
And, there are more things on the program. I don't want to go through each and every piece.
No.
But I think what's really cool about it is even the pieces that are written hundreds of years ago, there's still something that we can relate to. You know, even if you're not a classical musician, it's just interesting or funny or surprising music.
Yeah, it's human.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that sounds great. This sounds like it's going to be a great performance, and I know that we're all looking forward to seeing it. And I like the idea of having it, like, conversational, you know?
Yeah. No, I think, and I might even have audience participation. I'm so lucky to have Peter Miyamoto play with me on this recital. He's obviously a fantastic pianist who's also a professor at the University of Missouri School of Music.
Okay, so Peter's going to join you for some of this performance?
All of this performance, actually. Every piece is with piano. And we also have another mystery guest, which won't be a mystery because I'm going to tell you. I'm playing a piece by Olivier Messiaen, and the piece is called Le Mer Noir, which means the blackbird. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have, as a guest artist, a blackbird, because in the piece, I'm supposed to sound exactly like a blackbird, because Messiaen used to take dictation from birds, and when he wrote his pieces, he actually wanted the whoever was the soloist to sound exactly like that bird, and it's a really great challenge. And what's cool about the piece is it's the first time that he did that, and he ended up, that was kind of one of the main focuses of his career as a composer. So, anyway, that's another surprise on the show.
How fascinating. Okay. Well, this really does sound like it's going to be a great show, and it's Sunday, February 3rd at 3 p.m. at the Whitmore Recital Hall, and you don't have to worry about missing the game.
Great. Hope to see everyone there.
All right. Hope to see you there, too. And try not to have too much fun in the nice weather in California, okay?
Oh, it's too late. I'm having a great time.
Okay.